Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the locker room. This is a very special episode because we have a guest with us, but I would be remiss to not introduce my co-host, the man who started this show, Tommy Twinkle Toes Tallarino, looking handsome as always, my friend. How are you?
Oh, I'm living lavish right now, Jordan.
Living lavish. I see you with your Patriots jersey on.
Yeah, had to represent Gilmore after being the most exciting player in that game, but I mean, it didn't really matter.
We'll get into it. And this man who's joining us has been one of my best friends for a very long time. He has an Andrew Luck jersey on today to represent the team that won.
Aside from better times.
Yeah. Yes. Adam Hood is joining us today. Welcome, Adam. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank y'all for having me. I've been wanting to get on this for a while. I'm excited to be here.
We're glad to have you. Tommy. I think the Colts need you too.
Yeah, you might have to play quarterback next week.
I might have a better chance than that, Ryan.
I don't know.
Definitely more mobile.
Yeah, no, gosh. He scrambled once, I think. It was rough.
Well, Tommy, this is your part. Take us into the show.
All right. We'll sadly go over this pathetic Thursday night football game that resulted in, what, 7 field goals?
I don't know. I lost count after the first 3.
Yeah, it ended up being 12-9. Colts took this one.
A great baseball game, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's a high-scoring baseball game. We'll start out with Matt Ryan. I mean, 26 for 41, 251 yards. 2 interceptions, 2 fumbles, sacked 6 times. Does not look anything like he has in Atlanta. I don't know what's going on there. Indianapolis, Nyheim Hines gets concussed very early in the game. They bring in Dean Jackson and former Bronco Philip Lindsay. Jackson, 13 carries, 62 yards, 4.8 average. Lindsay, 11 for 40, 3.6. But the receiving game is where this shocked me. Michael Pittman got out-targeted by Alec Pierce. Alec Pierce caught 8 for 81 with 9 targets. Michael Pittman, 5 for 59 on 8 targets. I don't know what's going on there. I don't like it. I get that they're facing Denver, which is a stingy secondary. But this is a game where Michael Pittman, I feel like, should have had a little bit more catches than Alec Pierce.
You know, Jonathan Taylor was out, and I thought they were going to have to throw the ball. And I guess Matt Ryan can't do that anymore. And the balls that Alec Pierce was catching were not catchable targets by any means. It should have been 3 interceptions thrown to him, and he just Megatroned them. Meanwhile, Michael Pittman was just dumbfounded at how bad his quarterback was and how bad the rest of the team was playing.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I mean, it was a pathetic offensive. I mean, both offenses were awful. Yeah. Matt Ryan did not help Michael Pittman in this game whatsoever.
Adam, what were you thinking when you were watching this?
Well, it was reminding me, like, so I recently looked up a stat on the most punts in a college football game ever because I was at Missouri-Auburn, and they punted, like, 15 times. And I was getting flashbacks of that just sitting there watching this game. Just, I mean, these punters were, trying to set records. That's all it looked like. Deion Jackson for the Colts didn't actually look bad filling in for Jonathan Taylor, even though they went into a committee. And then the Broncos, man, the Broncos running game is still about the same. Now worse without Javonte, but
man, RIP.
Rest in peace.
RIP the king.
King.
That's a soft spot over here, I know.
Jordan, it's all right. It's going to be okay.
It's never going to be okay. I'll never forgive Max Crosby for what he's done.
We'll talk about some of the cooking that Russ did last night. He burned down the whole kitchen, it looks like.
Tommy, wait. He was cooking up his favorite dish. He was cooking up that NyQuil chicken.
That NyQuil chicken.
Everyone to sleep.
Man, if I wasn't filming a TV show, that would have put me to sleep. I guarantee that. 21 for 39, 274 yards, 2 interceptions, 7 yards per throw on average. Nothing like we've seen in Seattle except out of the last season there. I don't know what's going on with him, but, I mean, it's looking like they overpaid big time for one of the best game managers probably now. Melvin Gordon, solid game. 15 carries, 54 yards, but he got it in the passing game too. 3 catches, 49 yards. Cortland Sutton, 5 for 74, 11 targets. Jerry Jeudy, 3 for 53, 8 targets. I mean, this is just a dumpster fire. I don't know what else, how else to put it. Defense has been carrying them in these games, and it's, I guess 4 field goals isn't enough to win a game now. I don't know.
You know, the specific moment, you look at these receiving numbers for this team, and you look at the target leaders, and I see Eric Saubert with 7 targets. Why? This guy is not the starting tight end, people. He's not. He's the number 2. Like, a distant number. Like, he's like the number 2 who sits on the end of the bench, and when the number 1 really needs a break, he comes in. And he almost had as many targets as Jerry Jeudy. And then Mike Boone and Melvin Gordon, you know, they're doing their damnedest. And then they bring in the kid that they just brought up from the practice squad, Devine Azuba, for no reason. Just for, like, 1 carry in the middle of the game. Just, like, he just came in, got a carry, did a pass block, and then was out. Didn't see the field for the rest of the game. Nathaniel Hackett is just throwing shit in the pan at this point and hoping that Russ can cook something just edible. And there's just nothing coming out of the kitchen. It's just punt after punt after punt.
I mean, like, Russ has, like, got the pan already, and then Hackett's just, like, pouring oil into the pan. And it's like, here, make something with it. I know it's burning, but I just – what is going on with both these teams?
The Colts, it looks like Matt Ryan's old and the offensive line is bad. The Broncos, I got no idea. I'm at a loss for words.
The running backs are good enough, but just and Russ, you know, in theory, you know, on paper, probably is good enough. But and they have some talent at wide receiver. But man, it's hard to watch.
It's one of the hardest working run games I've ever seen. Melvin Gordon got his yards, so it took so much work for him to get his yards, and Russ just threw it all away. And people are getting on KJ Hamler for throwing Russ under the bus. He could have walked in. He wasn't lying. It was a walk-in touchdown.
It really was. I mean, he decided on the last play of the game to force the ball to Jerry Jeudy when Stephon Gilmore, probably one of the best man-to-man corners we've seen in recent years, is just blanking him. And you have KJ Hamler just wide open. Wide open.
I mean, booty naked.
Exactly. That's right. I mean, I saw visions of 2014 again. I really did. I was like, what is this man doing? Hasn't he learned before? Run the ball. Run the ball yourself if you need to. I just don't know. I want to say that it's coaching right now, but, I mean, Russell Wilson just has looked awful.
Well, you know, it could be a combination of both. Obviously, you know, it's a first-time head coach. And you've got, you know, a guy who spent 10 years of his career in Seattle. He's comfortable there. And his whole persona, which is very fake, by the way, I'm pretty sure everyone's just accepted that by now, is built for Seattle and their fans. Denver fans don't care, okay? They don't care that you're trying to sell your sandwiches or, you know, your pots and pans like your Rachel Ray. They don't care. They're not connected to you. But there's just no creativity in this offense. I see them, you know, they motion someone across, and then they just run it up the gut. That defeats the whole purpose of the motion. What was the purpose of the motion if you're just going to run halfback dive? You might as well have just done that from the start.
I mean, you're not wrong. I just don't know. I don't know where this team goes. Them and the Raiders, this West is very underperforming to me. Both McDaniels and Hackett have just looked awful. I had a feeling McDaniels would. We know how that goes, but Hackett, I was not expecting this.
Yeah, neither was I. Adam, I got a question as, you know, it's your first time being on here.
Okay.
I know you were watching the game. I don't know how intently, because most of us were doing something else while the game was in the background. Do you think there's any fixing either of these offenses?
I believe that Matt Ryan probably should have just retired last year. He should have just left it with the Falcons. You know, he had all those, I don't know if you could say good years, but you could say
no,
years.
Memories. They were memories.
And I don't know, like, Colts, they have obviously a lot of potential. Jonathan Taylor's still there. Obviously, if Alec Pierce is going to play like this every game, then that's still, I mean, he's got a lot of potential. Michael Pittman's still good. Paris Campbell isn't that bad. Defense is solid with Okereke. And, I mean, you got old DeForest Buckner, but he's still good. I'd like to think there's a way they turn it around this season, but I don't really think Matt Ryan has the capability under this offense to do that. I mean, he threw two picks, had two fumbles, both of them recovered, but it's just, it's been bad ever since the beginning. And Russ, I think out of the two, at least, they have the most potential to turn it around. Even with Javonte missing now, the run game's still solid. Russ should be good and has the potential to be good. I think they just have a few things to work out inside the team.
Yeah, obviously, you know, it's only a month, so they'll figure it out. But I'm right there with you on Matt Ryan. And it's crazy that, you know, you think Carson Wentz is so bad, but at least Carson Wentz can elude pressure a little bit. And I think that they maybe thought, and I was fooled into this as well, I thought the offensive line was maybe a little bit better than it was because Carson Wentz, even though he ran into a lot of sacks, he eluded some of the easy ones that Matt Ryan is just getting absolutely hammered on. I mean, Matt Ryan is giving Big Ben a run for his money for the least mobile quarterback I have ever seen, and I never thought I would see the day.
I mean, Quentin Nelson's just one man.
He needs help. Big Q can't do it all himself, man. Free Big Q.
And I'm not going to lie. This was like my sleeper team going into the AFC this year, the Colts, because I was like, all right. I know how Matt Ryan is. I've seen him perform. He didn't look that bad in Atlanta last year. I don't know what happened to him. Maybe he's still in Atlanta. This is a fraud. Identity theft is not a joke.
Where is Matty Ice?
He's ice cold right now.
He's frozen.
Yeah, it's been bad. But I think that'll wrap it up for this.
There's not a lot of jokes to be made about this. This is just depression.
It already was a joke. I mean, that's all we got to it. But it's on to week four picks. Jordan, did you do the records from last week?
I did.
Big math guy.
I mean, we had the same record.
Are you serious?
8-4 on the week. And with that being said, you are 19-11. I am 18-12. Adam, obviously, your first time on here, you're 0-0, but
undefeated.
Never lost.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great way to look at it.
I didn't realize that. I thought I had a losing record after last week with the picks.
I would like to say I would have the same record as you if you didn't make me change my pick.
For Detroit? Pick. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who told you that?
You didn't deserve that, okay? You didn't deserve that. Detroit played well enough.
I wouldn't listen to me. I'm going to be honest. I don't even listen to some of the stuff that I say sometimes. But we'll move on to – we'll go to the London game first. We'll get that out of the way. The New York Giants versus the Green Bay Packers.
Hey, shout out to all my – I don't have any London listeners. I'm not going to cast myself. Shout out to all the people in London, though. This game is an 8:30 start at Central Time. The first time in the history of the NFL international games, both teams have a winning record. Yes, wow. the Giants have a winning record. I think this is clear, cut, and dry. The only way the Giants will stay in this game is if Saquon Barkley carries them. Now, that is how they do have three wins. Him and Graham Gano are the only two good players on the team. So, you know, and that is Green Bay's weakness is the run game. But I'll take the Packers.
Adam, who you got?
I have to go Packers, too. I'm with Jordan. Saquon's the only chance the Giants have. But I think Aaron Rodgers is going to come out and just sling that thing, man. The Packers, they're going to come out hot at 8:30 a.m. I don't know what time that is in the U.K., probably still middle of the day. What are they, 6 hours ahead? Something like that. But no, I'm going Packers.
I think we're going to see Rodgers play a little bit better than last week. I think he's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder after that one. But like you said, Saquon's just been carrying this team so far. 84 carries, 463 yards, 2 tutties on the ground. Daniel Jones is Daniel Jones. I've seen enough of him. I know that he's garbage. I don't want to see him again. I got Green Bay winning this one. I think it's pretty clear cut. Unless
I think we might get Super Saiyan Aaron Rodgers. You know, they believe in alternative medicine over in London. You know, so we might, you know, there's, you know, I'm just saying.
He's seeing 3 wide receivers.
It's going to be his breakout game in more ways than one.
He'll be seeing visions on the field. we'll head back, though, to the States. Pittsburgh versus Buffalo.
Adam, you can take this away. You are our residential Steelers fan. Please hype me up on Kenny Pickett right now.
You know, I can do that, all right. This man's going to come out. I think this is going to be a great game for Kenny Pickett. I think he's going to come out. He's going to show a lot of people, you know, he's going to beat expectations. But it's also the Bills. And yes, they coming off a loss? Was that last week?
No, they ended up winning it against Baltimore.
Okay, it was the week before then. But I don't know. The Steelers defense, especially against the run, has looked, and pass rush, has looked a shadow of itself since losing TJ Watt in week one. Haven't been able to get any pressures, anything. So even as good as I think Kenny Pickett is going to do, I think Bills are going to pull away with this one. Devin Singletary even might pull away, as I like to call him, Devin Singletary. I think he's got a good chance to do well against this D-line. But I don't know. I think it'll be a pretty high-scoring game, but I'm going Bills.
Blowout Bills.
Oh, man.
Wow. I do want to say Kenny Pickett didn't throw an incompletion last week.
That's what I'm saying.
10 for 13, 3 interceptions. None of the balls hit the ground.
And
he gave his receivers a chance, man.
That's right.
He gets a full week of practice. He gets, you know, in the first team, and he gets to be in the QB room, and they're looking at his film and what he can do. So, obviously, you know, I think he can have an okay game. And the last quarterback to beat a number one defense was Big Ben in their rookie start, their first rookie start. So, you know, it's the prophecy. But Kenny Pickett is not Ben Roethlisberger. So I will take the Bills.
He hasn't committed any crimes yet.
Okay, all right.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
I mean, I hope he's not Ben Roethlisberger because he's going to need to be mobile this week. Von Miller's coming after him, but I mean, I think Bills are going to win this one. Josh Allen on the year has leading the team in passing yards and rushing yards. I don't think this keeps up. This is going to take a toll on him. I just don't know what week yet. Stephon Diggs is him. He is him. 31 catches, 406 yards, 4 touchdowns on the year. And for Pittsburgh, the only really offensive stats I have for him, since the receivers aren't doing too much, is Najee, 58 carries, 202 yards, and 1 touchdown. I'm hoping he gets going with Pickett in the game now.
I think he will. You know, they started moving the ball when Pickett came in. So hopefully, you know, maybe it's a better game than I think. But I just, him being a rookie and this is his first game, this is a tough ask.
I mean, we talked about a couple weeks ago, too, that when they were coming off, was it the Thursday night game against Cleveland, where if they do put him in, these are going to be probably the most challenging games of the year for him.
Hey, and if they come out of this and they're even after the stretch of games, or, you know, he plays well enough and they're in these games, he might be him. He might be the answer.
That's what the Steelers, I think I saw a stat, they have the hardest remaining schedule in football, in all of NFL right now, strength of schedule. And so you're throwing a rookie in against the gauntlet pretty much. And if he can do anything, I mean, like you said, just get him even through some of these, then I think it'd be impressive.
Absolutely.
I think you can do it, Mr. Fake Sly.
And Mr. Two Gloves.
Mr. Two Gloves. On the Chargers versus Cleveland, who are you guys picking in this one?
Well, I'll start us off. Let me tell you a story about this team in L.A. They have no fans. They're on the road, so it doesn't matter. But they don't have fans at home. The Chargers need a win. I'm not impressed with the Houston win. It's Houston. You should have beat them by more. somehow you let him come back in the game. So the defense is still atrocious. All this talent on the defense, and you can't stop Davis Mills. Give me Cleveland. Jacoby Brissett is going to hit David Njoku. He's going for over 100 yards. Nick Chubb's going to run through him. Kareem Hunt's going to run through him. Give me the Browns.
That's bold.
That really is. I mean, Adam, you're probably the biggest Justin Herbert fan I know.
Well, yeah, I mean, did take him in Dynasty, yes. You know, he loses some credibility because he did let Bo Nix beat him in Bo Nix's debut.
Absolutely.
But no, I do think still Chargers are going to pull away with this. The Browns have been incredible on the ground. Nick Chubb averaging, I think, I don't know. I know he's averaging like.
He has the
most rushes of 10 plus yards in the NFL. Yes. I know that. And so, I mean, if he can just pick apart this defense, they have a good chance to stay in the game and kind of control the pace of the game, the Browns do. But also, I think Herbert, even if I think Keenan Allen probably still missing another week, they haven't really needed him yet in their wins. I think I'm still taking Chargers here.
I think this could be one of the best games of the week. You know, Herbert on the year, 1,250 yards, 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Mike Williams has been hit or miss. He's been Mike Williams. That's been his career. He'll have one big game and then 3 duds. I've just been shocked that Eckler has just not been the guy that we've seen the past couple of years. I know that the offensive line has some problems, but...
And he asked for running back by committee before this season. He asked for it. And then he forgot that all the other running backs on the roster are bad. They're not very good. And the guy they went out and got, Isaiah Spiller, obviously is bad. Or he's just not ready because he can't beat out Joshua Kelly or Sony Michel. So it looks like they need to give him 25 touches a game again. Let's get Austin Eckler back in the workhorse role. He had 3 touchdowns last week.
I think that's the only way this team starts getting this offense going, at least where it was last year. Over on Cleveland's side, Jacoby Brissett's just been the best game manager we've seen in years, but behind Jimmy G.
He's just, it's so inspirational.
It really is.
Absolutely.
I can't believe, you know, him and Coop, we thought that production was going to be way lower than it is. I mean, we all knew what Chubb was capable of doing. It's just if he can stay healthy. So far, he has. I think this Cleveland pass rush is going to get to the Chargers a little bit in this one with the banged-up O-line. I'm going Cleveland.
Hell yeah. You see, that's a smart man right there, Adam. That's a king right there.
We're going to move back to probably about the 1950s with the Chicago Bears game versus Minnesota. Who you guys got in this one?
Well, Justin Fields hit a moon ball to Darnell Mooney. Justin Fields fans rejoice, all 3 of them that are left from the Ohio State days. Once again, Tommy, I said last week that this has got to be the most pissed off winning fan base that there is, and they're 2-2 now, and I don't see them being any happier. Bears fans wanted Justin Fields to come out here, be good, and win, and they would be happy with that. The issue is he's been terrible, and they've won. And now they're in a position where they win a couple more games, and you're not getting a first, second, or third overall pick, you know, and you can't get a quarterback. So for the sake of the Chicago fans, and I know I pooped all over the city of Chicago, all of those still hold true outside of the Bulls. I love my Bulls. I'm praying for you. I'm going to pray for your loss so you can get a better draft pick. I'm taking Minnesota.
Adam, who you got?
You know, last time Kirk played played the Bears, didn't go that well. I mean, he was cooking up just like Russ yesterday. All right, he had a QBR or a passer rating of 15.7. Okay, Russ yesterday was 15.9. So it was same story. But saying that, I think the Bears are horrible. No offense. You know, it's just what it is. The fact that Cooper Kupp has more receptions than Justin Fields has completions is out of this world. We're through 4 games. I can't believe that. The Bears are 3rd in the NFL in rushing yards. But I still don't think it's going to be enough to take down Kirk. So I'm going Vikings.
Yeah, this, I mean, the Bears coaching staff said that Justin Fields is doing a good job so far. He's 34 for 67.
His quarterback coach, they pointed out to him that he had a 50% completion rate. And his quarterback coach said it should be lower than that because he should have thrown the ball away instead of taking sacks. So, I don't know
what's going on there. But these are not stats from one game. This is a stats on the year. This is the leading receiver. Darnell Mooney, 8 for 121. That's through 1 month of football. And that's the wide receiver one. So something's got to change there. Khalil Herbert, he's holding it down in the run game. 52 carries, 317 yards, 3 touchdowns. I don't know if Montgomery's playing. I don't think they've put that out yet. Either way, I think those are the backbone of the offense with the style of play that they've been running. Kirk Cousins, I mean, after seeing that video, I don't know if you guys saw, he just had the ice on his neck. I don't know if it was during the London
game. I saw that, yeah.
After that, that's just so inspirational. I got to go Minnesota. I mean, how can he not? Well, any other remarks you guys want to make before we move on?
I mean, the Bears, just bringing it back to the 50s. No forward passes in this game. And I love that they stay true to themselves.
The Vikings defense, I read that they're giving up. They've given up the 7th most passing yards in the NFL this season. And
well, they don't have to worry about that.
I know. Usually you go into a game worrying about that, but then you're coming up against someone like the Bears.
Patrick Peterson, he might get over on those final few Hall of Fame deniers in this game because he's not going to allow a reception because there won't be a pass thrown towards him.
You're not wrong. You are not wrong. But we're going to move it to Detroit versus New England.
Tommy, you should start us off on this.
Yeah. Mac Jones might play. I don't know. I hope he doesn't. I really don't want him to have a season-ending injury. But my boy Bailey, I mean, he came in. He did all right against Green Bay. It's Damien Harris' RB1 season, all right? Put some respect in the guy's name, all right? I'm sick of it. But I don't see them winning this game if Mac Jones is not in. I really don't. I get that Detroit's defense looks awful, but I think it's going to be a close game, but Detroit will squeak one out.
You know, Detroit is – they're what everyone wants. You know, if you're not a fan of the Lions, if I'm going to watch a team that I'm not a fan of, I want to see a lot of offense, and they give me that. But they also allow the other team to have a lot of offense. they're perfect.
They're just so nice.
They're just, you know, we score 3 touchdowns, you guys score 4.
They're thinking of the fans, man.
Exactly. Dan Campbell, man, you know, I was going to pick against you last week, Dan. And, you know, I should have. I would have won. But it's fine. But how nice of you to let Geno Smith have his shining moment and have a career moment. And you do this for every quarterback. So if, you know, Bailey Zappe plays or if Mac Jones plays, they'll have their career game. And it'll be a great moment for them and their families. So I'm going to take Detroit. But I think Damien Harris will have 100 yards. I think Stevenson will have 100 yards. One of the quarterbacks will throw for 300. A couple of the receivers will have.
Oh, there's 100. No chance. I'm sorry. Bailey Zappe is not throwing 300 yards. The man could barely throw 100 last week. I'm sorry. Mac Jones on both legs, I don't think, would throw for 300 yards. I'm going to be honest.
It's going to be a great game. You know, it's going to be way more offensive than people think just because the Lions are the Lions. But I'm going to take Detroit. Dan, I'm picking with you again. Please win this one.
All right. So, for me, easy. It's easy. All right. Jared Goff's having his best start in his entire career through 4 games. He's got 11 passing touchdowns. He did that in 2018. Jamal Williams, he's looking like prime Barry Sanders. All right. Like, that backfield has never looked so strong after losing your number one running back. No, obviously not. But O-line's still solid. Lions are putting up a ridiculous amount of points. I know they have a Swiss cheese defense, but no Mac Jones, no even Brian Hoyer backup. So it's going to be rough trying to rely on Bailey with just the run game. So I'm going Lions easily.
I don't know, man. Damon Harris and Ramondre Stevenson might both break Adrian Peterson's single game rushing record.
I think it was better for the offense that Brian Hoyer did lead the game, I will say. I've seen Brian Hoyer play. It's not pretty. I mean, we saw Russ try to cook. Brian Hoyer, like, Russ is here. Brian Hoyer is, like, way down here. He's at the bottom. I'm sorry.
He's only, that's takeout only when he's in the kitchen.
It's like that food chain thing from Shark Tales.
Yeah. That's not takeout. That's just, like, COVID pandemic takeout. Where it's like, we don't have the full menu, but we can get this solid handoff for you. Speaking of Geno Smith, we got Seattle versus New Orleans next.
Well, they're saying Jameis might not play. They're saying Michael Thomas might not play. I'll be damned if the Red Rifle ain't go out there in London looking like Prince Harry, trying his damnedest to impress those fans. All right? The Red Rifle turned into a sniper rifle, and he tried to bring them back. It was too short. He came too short of it. But they're at home. They're favored by 5.5, which is probably too much. But the defense will carry them to a win over the Seattle Seahawks, although I love me some Geno Smith.
Wow. I mean, my roommate, Deb, is a big Saints fan, and he said they're going to run the bird gauntlet this year. They're beating every bird team. With the way Geno Smith is playing, I don't know. I mean, this man should have been paid over Russ. That man is putting up better numbers right now. 102 for 132, 1,037 yards, 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. But, I mean, I think this is the most games Rashad Penny's played in a row. I'm going to be honest. What is it, 4 now?
He didn't have to go. Why you got to do all that?
It's true.
Right? It's not wrong, but, like, you know, he's having a good season.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I was getting there, but it's all right. 49 for 292, 2 touchdowns, and then Tyler Lockett has actually been better with Geno Smith than I thought it was going to be. Hoping for a little bit more, though, this week out of him. 27 catches, 302 yards. I'm going Seattle in this one.
All right.
I'm also going to take Seattle here, and I just think that, one, the Saints, you know, with crab legs even, like, healthy, and Michael Thomas, I still don't think they were good enough to take this game. They do have Kamara back, which helps a lot, but Geno Smith is, I mean, he's setting records. He's got 77.3 completion percentage, which is the highest of any QB in it through a team's first 4 games in history. Like, this, he's generational, I'm saying, okay? they need to pay him what Russ is getting more. But no, I'm just going to take Seattle here. I think this game could have the potential to be a bit of a snooze fest, but we'll see.
You know, great job by the front office. Russ is 33, Geno's 31. They got younger, they got more athletic, and they acquired 2 first and 2 seconds in the fifth. And Drew Locke, who, you know, he can rap really good. He's a really good lip singer. Shelby Harris, who's a leader. And Noah Fant, who, you know, in theory should be a good tight end. You know, he looks good out there. What a great job by the Seattle front office and Pete Carroll to get Geno Smith for pennies on what they'd have to pay Russell Wilson.
This is the Geno Smith that Rex Ryan wanted in New York.
Push the Jets. They ruin everybody.
Well, we got the Jets versus Dolphins next.
Well, this game right here, boy. Ooh, let me tell you something about this game. You want to see some game managers go at it. You want to see a duel of the 180-yard quarterbacks. We've got Teddy, 2 gloves, Teddy throws a belt. We'll be throwing to Tyreek Hill, 5-yard outs, 5-yard ins. Jalen Waddle, the same thing. Not hitting Mike Gesicki for anything and handing the ball off. That's the offense. And on the other side, you've got Zach Wilson. He's going to be carrying his offense, handing the ball off to Breece Hall, handing the ball off to Michael Carter, maybe hitting a play action to Elijah Moore. It won't be much. Neither of these quarterbacks are going to do a whole lot. You know, it's going to be a lot of handoffs. But with that said, this is a trap game for the Dolphins. They're favored. They're going into MetLife, also known as ACL Hell. Give me the J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 Jets.
Let's go. No, I think, honestly, I think I'm with you there. I think, I don't think this Dolphins team is actually losing that much, dropping to Teddy two gloves. You know, the weapons are just too good. I think Tyreek probably goes for two touchdowns this week himself. But I've got to go Jets here too. There's no real reason. I know they're tied for fourth with 25 explosive pass plays, which is a good thing because I know Miami's got a banged up secondary. But I'm just going Jets here. Zach Wilson gonna, you know, he's gonna show up, show out.
You talked about Teddy Two Gloves throwing 5 yard ins and out. We said last week he aired that thing out.
He did. He did.
We might see that. Probably not ever again. I thought Zach Wilson looked decent last week. We've seen way worse games out of him before. I think he knocked a little bit of the rust off. 252 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. I think this, like you said, could be a trap game for Miami. I'm also going Jets. That MetLife turf, it's just on another level.
It's just different, man. Also, you got Robbie Saleh versus Mike McDaniels. You know, it's going to be, you know, Shanahan's sons, you know, right there. There's an offensive guy versus a defensive guy. There's going to be some heated conversations on the sidelines.
Now, are you rooting for one coach over the other, or are you just sitting back rooting for both of them?
Well, you know, our run game was looking really bad, and I thought Mike McDaniels leaving was going to, you know. But then Kyle Shanahan found Debo again, so that, you know, all those sins are forgiven. And I missed Robert Saleh a lot, but DeMeco Ryans, he's that guy. And he's probably a better defensive coordinator than Robert Saleh was. So, you know, I love both of these guys, so I'm rooting for both of them. But, no, nah, I don't favor one or the other.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear. We'll move on to Atlanta versus Tampa Bay.
Buccaneers.
anything else? Or?
I don't know if I have any analysis for this either. Okay.
Adam, you got Buccaneers for this one as well?
Yeah, I got Buccaneers.
Okay. I guess I got to read off some stats for this one. I'll start with Atlanta. Marcus Mariota has looked like Marcus Mariota. 779 yards, three touchdowns, four picks. Drake London has looked solid, though, I will say. 18 catches, 231 yards, two touchdowns. Kyle Pitts is actually not in this game. You might have thought that the past couple weeks, but he's actually out in this one. It's
Atlanta fans, you're not going to be able to tell the difference. It doesn't matter. You won't miss him, I promise.
I don't know what to tell you. He's been missing basically the whole season. Tampa Bay, did something happen this week with Tom?
Well, you know, Tommy, I know we haven't had this discussion. Sometimes parents fight, okay?
And,
you know, Robert Kraft, you know, he had Bill Belichick and Tom, and they split. That's called a divorce.
Yes.
And Tom Brady, it's not a football divorce this time.
Okay.
It's a real divorce.
All right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm six touchdowns, maybe.
Fine. I'll give him five. He might come out pissed.
You don't have to worry about them kids anymore. I mean... Mike Evans might turn into Randy Moss this week. I don't know. Tampa Bay by a million?
Yeah.
The spread's only 9.5.
Oh, whoa. That's way too low. I want the college football spreads. I want an Alabama spread on this game. Minus 50.
It's in Tampa. It's supposed to be 81 and sunny. Tom's coming off a tough week. He'll have some mimosas before the game, and he's gonna rip some passes, get the stress out.
He's gonna get a little avocado tequila in him. I mean, everything's gonna be fine. It'll be all right, man. That's all. Tennessee versus Washington.
This is my declaration. I don't know if you have a different one. This is my America loses game of the week. boy, howdy, do we have something special for you here. Carson Wentz looked good the first two games, and then he turned into Carson Wentz again. They did face a lot of pressure, and the Titans don't get a whole lot without Harold Landry, so that's good. You know, maybe he has a better game. On the other end, Todd Downing continues to be an enigma who can't seem to figure out who to throw the ball to. He can't design plays for Robert Woods. He can't design plays for anyone but Jeff Swaim, apparently. Derrick Henry should have an okay game. He looks like he's getting back into it, but I don't know what to expect out of this Titans offense. You know, do they come out here and play a competent game, or do they look like they usually do recently? So I don't know. I'm going to take the Titans, I think, but like, it's not a confident pick. I'm taking them because I like them.
Adam, who you got?
Now I need to apologize to our good friend Tanner before I make this pick, but I think I'm going to go Commanders here. You know, Tannehill, I mean, you still got Dirk, but Tannehill's without Treylon Burks, and like past him, there might be two receivers that I can name in that depth chart. And I may not be an avid Titans fan, but still, Commanders, they got Curtis Samuel. You know, Carson Wentz been airing that ball out. It hasn't been as accurate all the time, but he's been airing it out. They might be considered targets. They might not. But Curtis Samuel has 26 receptions this season, which is tied with some big names like Kelce and Davante Adams, okay? So if they keep getting the ball to him, they still got Terry, of course. I think the Commanders have a good chance here to even whoop up on the Titans.
I looked at this game, and I was like, this is mid versus mid at best. I didn't know how else to describe it. I mean, Tannehill has somewhat looked like himself again after a horrible week two. Derrick Henry, like you said, getting back into his former self, but he's getting the passing game too. I never thought I'd see Derrick Henry catch a football and be able to run downfield.
I mean, you got to when the offensive line can't block.
Yeah. You might have to throw him as a blocker.
He might need to start playing quarterback.
We've seen him throw touchdowns before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's possible. He probably has a better QBR in this game than Carson Wentz. I will say that. Carson Wentz is – he's returned to his normal self. It's the Carson Wentz we know now.
He is due for a comeback game, though, a bounce back.
Yeah, it could. Jahan Dotson's out in this one, though. Curtis Samuel, I think, could have a really big game. I always say that Terry McLaurin will have a big game, and
always wrong.
I'm always wrong. I love the guy.
At least
we might see a little Deami Brown sneaking up through the cracks.
Yeah.
Make an appearance this game. Curtis Samuel just got cleared as healthy. Just got the notification, so they will be fine. He'll be good to go this week. I had a feeling they just had illness, but yeah, Commanders.
Man's got the flu. I mean, Gibson has just been
meh.
Nothing. Meh. He's been non-existent. I think we know why he lost his job in preseason. I think it's pretty apparent. Give me Tennessee.
You know what? I'm going to change my pick because I think the Titans corners just aren't good enough. And I do think with the lack of pressure they've been getting, Carson Wentz can have a decent game. So give me the Commanders.
I think there'll be about 10 viewers on this game out of all the, I will say.
Probably.
Oh, I mean, but this game might not be too far behind. Houston versus Jacksonville.
Dougie P gets his first easy game of the season. This is a very simple game plan, Dougie. Listen to me. Listen to me. I'm your defensive coordinator. Stack the box. Stop Damian Pierce. All right. Jacksonville.
Adam, who you got?
Jordan. You forgot you had a slight oversight, right? You forgot about the elite game manager, General Mills. Okay,
I mean, I love General Mills. I do love him.
No, and he's still got one of the most consistent some would say, wide receivers in the NFL with Brandon Cooks. After, and like this, he's got a chance to have his best game of the season. Saying that, I don't actually rate the Texans highly at all. I'm still going Jaguars. Give me sunshine all day.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence has looked great this year. I know he had, what was it, 5 fumbles last week?
Yeah, last week didn't exist.
I mean, Philly's just a different monster on that game. Trevor Lawrence, 88, 134 on the year, 946 yards, 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Probably last year was the opposite. It was like 2 touchdowns, 8 interceptions with Urban Meyer. So it's improvement. I think that I'm hoping he has a big game. James Robinson, 2 touchdowns this week. I'm calling it 2 touchdowns.
All right.
And then Christian Kirk, he's looked solid as a wide receiver 1. Is he worth the money? Probably not, but I mean he's looking good.
He's better than all the rest of them.
Yeah, I mean I'm going Jacksonville in this one though. I think their defense has stepped up, I thought, in the first month of football. That actually shocked me. I think I saw something where they had more interceptions the first 4 weeks than they did all of last year. So
that does not surprise me. Yeah. When you get good coaching.
Give me Jacksonville. Jordan, I'll have you take this one away. The San Francisco 49ers versus Carolina Panthers.
They shouldn't have this one on TV. I can't say the word, but it's not going to be pretty for Carolina. I almost made this my America Loses game of the week because it's going to be boring. The 49ers aren't going to do a whole lot other than Jimmy Garoppolo throw screen passes and hand the ball off to Deebo Samuel and whichever running back comes into the game healthy. Nick Bosa is going to destroy Baker Mayfield. His spirit, his soul, his body. This defense is ridiculous. They're getting pieces back. They're the best defense in the NFC. Carolina's not going to have a chance in this game unless Christian McCaffrey turns into a god. And I don't see that happening with Fred Warner. So give me the 49ers. At least 2 touchdowns. Okay.
I think I'm going to have to follow you on that one and go 49ers. I think, you know, Nick Bosa is just going to terrorize Baker like he's done before. He's going to bring back the flag plant, you know.
Yes, at least
at
2
of the
them.
Game. Panthers haven't had much of anything going for them. Obviously, they have McCaffrey. That's the one bright spot. They can't have anything in the passing game because Baker is a quarterback. Not like they had good options before. I mean, Sam Darnold, you know, he was lighting it up, of course. But, no, I'm taking 49ers here by a few touchdowns as well.
Usually for every team, I write stats for the offense at least. This game, I didn't write any for Carolina because they've been that bad. Matt Rhule, like we said, he's Alabama's new offensive coordinator next year. That's what he's preparing for.
Give me the future bet. What are the odds? I need it.
They
got to
be minus at this point.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it makes too much sense. Bill O'Brien's rehabilitated his image. He's ready to blow up another franchise. He's going to trade Christian McCaffrey for a 4th rounder. You know, it seems perfect. Just a 1-for-1 swap.
Jimmy G's came in, had Jimmy G season so far. Deebo kind of got things on track last week. He has now became the father to Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey, I would say. I mean, he said in the post game, I was like, Jalen, why are you backing up? You're supposed to go for a tackle. I mean, that's how that game went. Give me San Fran as well by a couple touchdowns. This could be a slaughter.
Says, yeah, they should not have this on TV.
I don't think it's not on TV. It's a 405 game, I think.
Oh, true. Yeah. Well, so, local station should not carry this either.
Well, I think this is the first 425 game. Dallas versus the Los Angeles Rams. I mean, Rams.
Take it away. Same old sorry-ass Rams. This offensive line is horrendous. Matt Stafford, I was giving him a hard time for not finding Allen Robinson. I want to retract some of those statements. Allen Robinson might be cooked. he might just be done. His hamstrings might be pulled pork. I don't know. It might be all over for him. But you can't target Cooper Kupp 19 times and expect to win. You look at the box score, it looks like Cooper Kupp had an amazing game against the 49ers. They were dink and dunk, 6-yard passes. They had to march down the field, and then eventually Matt Stafford made a mistake. The team that plays most similarly to the 49ers on defense is the Cowboys. And the Cowboys might have a better front four than the 49ers. I don't think it's up for the debate as a 49ers fan. I think we're clear. But some people would make the debate because of Micah Parsons. It's a simple game plan. It's already on tape. All Dallas has to do is do exactly what we did. That's it. Give me Dallas. I don't think it's going to be close.
Adam, I'll have you go next.
All right. Now, I'm not mistaken, Dak isn't coming back, right? He still can't grip Dak. The ball, right?
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Cooper Rush, franchise quarterback, as we're all aware. Yes. But no, the Cowboys, they're tied for second in the league with 15 sacks. And Matt Stafford, he's tied for second most times he's been sacked this year, which is 16. So I think that struggles are still going to continue. Like Jordan said, they are arguably one of the top D-lines, like pass rushers, in the league. I've never rated the Cowboys highly. Sorry, Jerry Jones. You know, I met you once, but I think I'm still going Rams here. Even if the game plan is still just throw to Cooper Kupp all game. Because the Cowboys, they don't have a lot going for them run game. Obviously, they still got CD, who can still light it up. The receivers aren't any slouches. You still got Cooper Rush, who's, you know, he's not bad.
He's just a hard worker. He just works so hard.
I'm going Rams. I think it'll still be close, but I'm going to take Rams.
Listen, Cooper Rush is 4-0 as a starter.
Absolutely.
I don't see why it can't be 5-0. I mean, on the year, he's been I think he's been the best game manager of the whole year so far.
Over Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah, I think he has. So far, 62-102, 737 yards, 4 touchdowns, no turnovers. He's doing exactly what is needed. Yeah, he's a very accurate quarterback. He just doesn't have a lot of power on his throws. That's the only thing I worry about with him. CD somewhat getting a little bit going. I don't think he had drops last week, did he?
I don't believe so.
I know there's
shocking.
Yeah, there's usually like one or two drops a game, at least. Zeke is looking kind of like his last year self. I mean, you get what you get with him. I mean, I'm not gonna say he doesn't look horrible, but it's not his prime self anymore. But I think he'll probably get shut down this week. I just don't see him breaking off any big runs or getting some touchdowns in this one. But I just don't think, like we've said, the Rams' offensive line has looked awful.
It would be different if it was, you know, one or two injuries and, you know, they just got guys coming back. It legitimately looks like they don't have a tackle that can fill Whitworth's spot, yeah, even slightly. It looks like an FCS team out there. And the Rams will have a much easier time shutting down the Cowboys offense compared to a Kyle Shanahan offense that just – he seems to circle the Rams on the schedule and make game plans specifically for them to show them that he's still one step ahead of Sean McVay. And the Cowboys don't have that. They don't have as good of a run game. They'll be able to shut down the run game easier. So I can see them definitely winning this game. But I just – the offensive line is so atrocious, and Matt Stafford has looked so bad when he's pressured. I don't see them winning this game.
And now something to note on the Cowboys side, I think this week is when Michael Gallup is finally returning. And so he'll be pulling coverage maybe from Ramsey at some point, so CD might have more chances to get open. So there could be a chance for more explosive plays from the Cowboys.
Yeah, he plays in the slot, and that'll fill that will free Dalton Schultz up to be more of that third down blanket. He's been, you know, he's had to kind of stay close to the line of scrimmage, but we might get him out in space a little bit more. So
He has been playing. I mean, it's...
He has been on
That's it.
I mean...
He's just out there running around.
He's out there running around for what? About an hour? I think Michael Gallup, you kind of saw it last week. He kind of spreads the field out a little bit more. I'm more interested to see when this wide receiver core is fully healthy from what it was supposed to be at the beginning of the offseason with James Washington on the... in the game as well. Noah Brown, I think, has looked great with Cooper Rush. I don't know how he's going to look when Dak comes back. You just never know.
Yeah.
I just think I don't see the Rams holding up against this pass rush because not only I feel like now you have to worry about Micah Parsons, but DeMarcus Lawrence is playing a little bit better than he has the past year or two, which is someone else you have to look out for. And then we got a next NFC East team, Philly versus Arizona.
Adam, you want to start this one off?
Yeah, I think I'll take this one because, honestly, I think this one is one of the easiest decisions I've had. Eagles, they're 4-0, they're coming in, and they're going to absolutely just crap the bed. It's going to be horrible. Cardinals are going to blow them out by like 3 touchdowns. It's going to be, even though they've shown nothing really this year, I think the Eagles have been a little fraudulent. Jalen Hurts, you know, he's good. He's showed that he's good, but even with Philadelphia allowing a league low like 5 yards per pass or something, I think Arizona's going to come out sling the ball without Hobbs back, D Hop back. I think the defense is going to get to Hurts. They're going to sack him a few times. You know, even though they only have 4 so far this season, I think they may double that even. I'm going Cards here easily.
Wow. That's my bold. Kingsbury.
That's my bold.
Kingsbury is the coach. Arizona, right? I don't. Nathaniel Hackett's getting a lot of crap for not knowing about the clock. Cliff Kingsbury must think that there is no clock. He thinks that he can take as long as he wants on the field. Well, Adam.
That is my bold prediction.
I love a bold pick. We love hot takes on here. You set the stove on fire, much like Russell Wilson usually does. Let me be the voice of reason on this podcast and bring it back into the realm of possibility. Now, I will admit, Arizona, they need a wake-up game. And this would be a good one at home against a tough team. This should be a game that you should get up and get ready for and want to play good. The issue with that is they're hard-countered by their coach, who is outmatched, outclassed. Cliff Kingsbury, he doesn't deserve to be at the NFL level. I'm going to be honest. I think his offense has been figured out, but they have Kyler Murray, and as much as I don't really like Kyler, he is a very talented quarterback, and he can make plays and do things that not any other quarterback can make. I can see the Cardinals keeping this game close. I can see them, you know, they do it every week. It seems like they'll be down two touchdowns going into the fourth quarter, and then they just somehow rattle some points off. And their defense is good enough. But I don't think the Eagles are sleeping on them. We saw Jalen Hurts in the press conference. They didn't ask about the Cardinals at all. His main focus is still on the game. I just think the Eagles are a super well-coached team. It doesn't have to be just because of Jalen Hurts or whatever. I legitimately think that they are better coached at every single position than the Cardinals. I don't think the Cardinals are going to be able to make that up.
Now, are they the only 4-0 team as well?
Yeah,
is that right?
Only 4-0.
That's what I thought.
It's not hard to outcoach them, though. I mean, Bill O'Brien might be able to outcoach them right now. But, I mean, it's not double XP weekend, so I do think this is going to be a close game at least. I think Adam might be onto something here. I think they might give him a little run for their money. Kyler Murray's going to run around the backfield a little bit. Evade everyone, but I got to go Philly just because I think I have a feeling this defense is going to make a big play right when it's needed. I think it's going to be a close game for a little while, and then Philly's going to pull away. One thing I do want to see out of Jalen Hurts is how he reacts to a good pass rush, because that is something that he has kind of struggled with in his early on in his career. You look at once you keep him in the pocket. What can he do? That's what I want to see in the next upcoming weeks. But I got Philly in this one. And then we're moving on to Sunday night, Cincinnati versus Baltimore.
Not to make light of injuries, but they should have at least 4 ambulances on standby in this game. This is Black Air Force energy personified. These teams don't like each other. Lamar Jackson is having an MVP caliber season. Action Jackson is back. Mark Andrews is Mandrews. He's been full effect. He's been amazing. The rest of the receivers, they're doing their job. Okay, they're doing enough. And J.K. Dobbins is getting that run game started. Greg Roman's back in Happy Land where he can run the ball 4 straight times. On the Bengals side, Joe Mixon is MIA. The whole run game has been MIA. I looked for them to fix it this week against Baltimore. But Joe Scheisty, they're putting the offense on his back. He's finally getting back to what he was at the end of last season. They're finally letting him be the playmaker that he needs to be. And Zach Taylor is realizing, I'm not winning because of my coaching. I'm winning because Joe Burrow is my quarterback. Give me the Bengals in a statement win to bounce back and show everyone that they're still the team to beat in the AFC North.
Wow.
See, I think I'm going to have to run off of that. The Ravens have lost 5 straight home games dating back to last season, which is their worst ever, run. And Joe Burrow, he's been incredible on the road almost his whole career, but especially his last like 10 games or so. I think this is just going to be just straight air raid offenses going at each other. Just sling the ball high scoring. I think the over under is 48, and I think that's going to get obliterated. Even like there's a potential for this one. I still think they're going to stay close for the whole game, though. I think there's a potential for this one to even go to overtime. But just with how well Joe Burrow's been doing on the road, especially this season, they're not going to come in and just – they're not going to make many mistakes, the Bengals teammate. So I'm taking Bengals here over Ravens in a shootout.
I'm going big trust. I've seen enough. Lamar Jackson has just been amazing. I think he's going to connect with Mark Andrews a lot in this game as usual. But I think J.K. Dobbins might get it going a little bit more from when we've seen. We saw him get healthy last week. I think he's going to build off that. Whoever's on Eli Apple, I think, is going to have a great game. I don't know who it is, but either way, they're going to have a good game. That brings us to Monday Night Football. This is probably the easiest pick of the week. The Las Vegas Raiders versus Kansas City.
Listen, Josh McDaniels got a win against Bills Denver, but it's a win. It's a win, okay? He's 1-3. They said they're not worried about the records and making the playoffs and all the statistics. He's not worried about statistics because if he was, they would convert on third down more. But they're going to Arrowhead. We know what happens in Arrowhead. I don't know what happens in Arrowhead. I don't know what happens in Kansas City in general. But Kansas City, they're coming in 7-point favorites. This game actually has the highest over-under at 51.5. So obviously they think Kansas City is going to blow them out. Yeah. I don't see the Raiders scoring a whole lot. But with that said, give me the Chiefs, but in a close game. I think the Raiders are going to surprise some people this week. I think they've found a formula that somewhat works. They're going to lean on Josh Jacobs a little bit more. They need to get Darren Waller back involved into the play, the game plan outside of the red zone. And Hunter Renfro's back. And we all know Hunter Renfro's a game changer on third downs. But Kansas City is just, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, just, he looks amazing. So
I'll go ahead and, like, obviously, coming in, you know this is an easy pick. Chiefs haven't lost on Monday Night Football since 2004.
Good God.
They scored 90 points in 2 games against the Raiders last year. Yep. And that team hasn't changed much since then. Chiefs lost Tyreek, but that's about it. You know, they replaced him with an elite option like Juju Smith-Schuster.
Absolutely.
But no, I'm taking Chiefs here. I don't think it's going to be close. I think Raiders will give them a shot. I mean, a run at the beginning, but I think Chiefs will just keep pulling away. So I'm going Chiefs.
We've seen the Raiders play them tough before the past couple times. That's
yeah, in the
not
first
happening.
Half.
This is not happening at all. I just like we've said, Kansas City has looked really good. Even in their loss, they looked really good against the Colts. I thought. I don't see them losing this one. Josh McDaniels, I know you said he found a formula to win. That was against Denver, like you said. So
that's fair.
Is the formula really working, or is it just because it was Denver?
Well, you know, they did get the run game started, Tommy, and we haven't seen Josh Jacobs that involved all season, and maybe that takes some pressure off of Derek Carr. Listen, I'm trying to be optimistic here because I don't want all three of us to pick blowouts. It could obviously be a blowout. It would not shock me. But I want to believe in the Raiders, and I want the spirit of Al Davis. Just win, baby. Just lose, but make it respectable.
So you'll believe in that over Dan Campbell?
I picked Dan Campbell this week.
Yeah, this
I picked
week,
him last week when I shouldn't
be,
have.
You should be picking him every week.
I shouldn't. They're 1-3.
You should. He needs our support.
He needs a defense. He doesn't need...
He needs our support, okay?
He needs a defense.
We'll go on.
Jeff Okuda, he's not cutting it.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong at all. I got no answer for that one. But that is all for Week 5 games here today. Gentlemen, how you feel about your picks?
Pretty good. I mean...
This is a perfect...
We'll see.
I'm running this parlay. Like, this is... I'm about to be rich. This is perfect.
All right.
What do you think the payout's going to be if that does happen?
Nothing, because I'm going to put, like, 2 cents on it, because I'm broke.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I think that's... Anything you guys want to add before we sign off?
Sorry, Broncos fans.
Adam, thank you for coming on. It was a pleasure. Anything you want to add before we get out of here?
No, not much. Thank y'all for having me so much. It's been a ton of fun. I'll definitely, if y'all have me, I'll come back for a few. One thing I'd like to add, though, Kenny Pickett, he's going to go off. They're still going to lose that game. Breakout game, though. That's it.
Book it. Thank you for coming on again, Adam.
You.
We appreciated it.
Like, thank Adam you. Supports Kenny Pickett. Man,
you have to. I was the
you
same way
Mac
last
Jones
year.
Jones like that. You don't support Mac like that.
Whoa! You stop that right now. Take it back.
Okay, I take it back.
Yeah,
you don't support Brian Hoyer like that.
I don't support Brian Hoyer like that. Why would I?
Not sure, if anyone does,
yeah,
maybe his wife.
Even though. I don't even know if that's. I don't think. She's probably like,
all
I don't right. want you on the field okay. anymore.
All right.
Anyway, we're just getting distracted.
Anyways, that is going to do it for us today here at the Locker Room. Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
See you.